Mr. Bannon, Sederman said, I usually don't spruce up for lawyers, but maybe I wore this to honor your friendship with my father. She withdrew a necklace from under her sweatshirt. Old Navajo squash blossom pawn with coin, silver, and untreated turquoise. Worth about $6,000. Nice, huh? She showed it to Gloria and Amanda, then tucked it away. Don't worry about my appearance. She held her gaze on the man. I understand you have much to tell me. She pointed her cannoli at Gloria Morris, but spoke to Bannon. This one gave me a preview yesterday. Sederman aimed her cannoli now at Amanda. Who's this fire bunny?
Amanda Jones, Bannon explained. She runs this office and is a brilliant researcher.
Miss Amanda Jones from Between the Buttons? That's right, Amanda said. Bloody good album.
Let's get down to business.
Bannon helped himself to another cannoli and two cookies. Yes, let's, Sederman said.
Where's my old friend Mr. Price? Late to a meeting is not his style, as I remember.
Sederman, Amanda barked, needing to wrest control of the meeting from the girl. Then in a normal voice, she continued. It is a pleasure to meet you. Let me give you a summary of what's been happening. Everything affects you. Okay if I do that?
I'm all fucking ears.
Sederman refilled her mug and grabbed the last cheese Danish. You ran away after embezzling a great deal of money from Melkonian Industries. Last week, your father was murdered. You inherit everything. In this office, Monday afternoon, Mr. Price asked us to locate you. He was murdered last night.
Dad and Mr. Price?
The girl slumped in her chair. I knew about my father right after it happened. Gee, Dad was Dad, you know. And Mr. Price? He wasn't such a bad guy, really. A bit confused and conflicted underneath. We all sort of got along. She sat erect, and her eyes blazed at Amanda. What's going on here, lady? A man has been looking for you in San Francisco all week. We believe he murdered your father and Mr. Price. He is after you. This the guy? The girl brought up Dion's sketch on her phone and showed it around. Yes, name's Dion Vitelli, a professional killer, Amanda said. Somebody, we don't know who yet, is behind the killing of everyone who may get control of Melkonian Industries. Our first order of business is to keep you alive, Gloria said. That means we have to do something about this Dion. Eliminating the threat ensures survival. You mean kill him, Sederman said through a mouthful of cannoli. Gloria, Bannon, and Amanda looked at each other. Gloria smiled as she recalled the potential for violence mentioned in Mr. Price's description of the girl and her own impression. Her outward toughness was not a facade. Sederman saw their look and smiled. She waved a cookie at them. What did you expect me to say?